For tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.lakehamiltonbiblecamp.com and lhbconline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, September the 1st, 1990. Labor Day weekend, teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
Linda Sutter is going to be our teacher this morning. We're going to learn, all of us are going to learn this morning from the subject she's going to teach on. And it's something that we may hear quite a bit more of in the days ahead of us. Linda, the Lord bless you this morning. The anointing that's here flow through you.
Amen. Let's turn to 1 John 3, chapter 8, or 1 John 3, verse 8. And before we read, let's pray together. Father, we pray that the word would be quickened to our hearts this morning, that it will take root, that it will take growth, and it will grow, and that it will bear fruit in the kingdom of God in each one of us. And we pray, Lord, that the truth of the word this morning will set every heart free that is longing after you and is seeking to be free. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, like Glenn said, this is a subject that is new to all of us, most of us, new to me anyway. And it would seem that we stumbled on it by accident, but you know, there's not any accidents in God. And I think we've only touched and only seen the tip of the iceberg in this. As we've begun to explore, and our research in this has been primarily from secular sources, but we see that how everything comes together and begins to give understanding in some areas that has caused a lot of confusion, and it seems we've wondered sometimes why certain things happen to people the way that they do. And I believe after we've talked about this subject this morning that we're going to see that there is a reason behind it. Now, the reason I want to read 1 John 3, verse 8 this morning is because for every demon in hell, every demon that is around us, every devil that wars against us, Jesus Christ is greater. Praise the Lord. And in 1 John 3:8, it says, let's read it, he who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. And this is the part I want to concentrate on. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. And I believe in the King James it says, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest, to destroy the works of the evil one. So Jesus came, John tells us in 10:10, Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Now the subject we're going to talk about this morning is about a spirit that has named itself, and its name is Asmodeus. How many of you have never heard of this spirit before today? How many of you just recently heard about this spirit? Okay, that's quite a few of us, including myself. Got quite a few sheets of paper I want to share, because I want to share a number of things about this with you this morning. Now, Asmodeus also, there's another name for it. It's the same as it refers to women. It calls itself Asmodeus as it refers to men. It goes by Osmodeus. O-S instead of A-S. It's also called Ashmedai. I believe that's the way it's pronounced. And essentially, it means a destroyer. Well, aren't all demons destroyers? Every demon has been sent to destroy. But his name means a destroyer. And he's talked about in the things I've researched as a king of demons. Now, there is a book back on the book table, written, or it's edited by C. Peter Wagner, who is a professor of religion at Fuller Seminary. And the book is called, it's called Dark Angels, or Dealing with Dark Angels, It's quite a thick volume back there, and I would recommend that you get that. He doesn't go into depth about this spirit, but everything is very well documented that he writes. It's a number of topics. Everything footnoted very well. And it was interesting to me that after we administered the first time on the spirit of Asmodeus, that I picked up that book and read about it in his book, because some demons had named themselves in another situation with a woman in South America who has done a great deal of research on territorial spirits. And these demons had revealed themselves and said that they were controlling areas of the world, and that in the world there are six territorial spirits, and one of those that was named was Asmodeus. Now, I realize that we're saying some things here today that you may wonder about very much and say, well, now, where is that in the Scripture? Well, I want us to turn to the book of Daniel. We see about territorial spirits in Daniel chapter 10. Daniel had a revelation concerning the end time, and he'd gone into a time of fasting and praying for 3 weeks, 21 days. And after this 21 days, he had a vision. And this man that came to him, he says he looked up, this is starting in verse 5, and there before me was a man dressed in linen with a belt of finest gold around his waist. His body was like chrysolite, his face like lightning, his eyes like flaming torches, his arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze, and his voice like the sound of a multitude. I tell you, if I came in contact with a person like this, a person who was coming to me with a message of God, I mean, that would be quite overpowering, wouldn't it? Here was this overwhelming individual. And this individual began to talk to him. And he says in verse 12, he continued, "Do not be afraid, Daniel, since the first day that you set your mind to gain understanding and to humble yourself before your God, your words were heard, and I have come in response to them. But the prince of the Persian kingdom resisted me 21 days. Now, this prince of Persia was so powerful that he had to have the assistance, and here was this great being who had to have the assistance of Michael the archangel. And he said, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me because I was detained there with the king of Persia. Now I have come to explain to you what will happen to your people in the future, for the vision concerns a time yet to come." And then he goes on talking with him. And if you look over in verse 20 of the same chapter, he says, "Do you know why I have come to you?" He says, "Soon I will return to fight against the prince of Persia." There is evidence here that this warfare that he was having with his spirit, it wasn't finished. And he was going to go back and battle him some more. And then he goes on talking about what is going to happen in the end time. We get in verse chapter 11, verse 2. He says, "Three more kings will appear in Persia." Now, we know there's a great deal going on over in that part of the world right now, but I want to talk, I mean, I am making a bit of speculation here. I want to say that at the onset. And I can't say that this is absolutely so, what I'm about to tell you. But this spirit of Asmodeus came, according to the sources that I have, out of Persia. Now, if Asmodeus is a territorial spirit, I believe it is very possible that he could have come from this area of the world. Now, we don't know this positively, and so I can't state that as fact. I want you to hear me, but it is something for us to consider, okay? And he came out of Persia and came into Palestine and was a spirit that began to manifest in Palestine. And eventually, he was exorcised out of Palestine. Again, I want to say according to the sources that I have. And he went into Egypt and began to affect the people and the religions of Egypt, and began to be absorbed into the teachings of Egypt. And it's also interesting to note, and I'm saying things here that can be substantiated by ancient history, the teachings of ancient Egypt was taken by sheep herders looking for grazing places, new grazing places, was taken to India. And so Hinduism originally came out of Egypt. And Egypt was influenced by the spirit of Asmodeus. And we see now that the religion of Hinduism and the New Age movement, the things that are being taught by that are coming down over our culture, are they not? And affecting the people right in our own country. Well, now in Hinduism, there are 300 million gods. They call them gods, but they're really demons. And the reason I can say that, let's turn over and look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Anytime somebody talks about a god of another religion, it is a demon. We can see this in the scripture. Because Paul is talking about eating things that have been sacrificed to idols. You know, we look at some things very lightly. And things that people have around them, we just look at it as mythology. It doesn't mean anything. Totem poles, for example. I was in a town recently having some meetings, and there was a big old totem pole erected there in the name of, giving some maybe credibility or some honor to the Indian tribes that have been there. Well, those things are demonic. And in 1 Corinthians 10, when Paul's talking about the things offered to idols, he said the sacrifices of pagans are offered to demons. Not to God, and I don't want you to be participants with demons. Now that is the will of God for you and me today. We are not to have fellowship with anything that is demonic. Alright? Doesn't matter what it is, but anything that speaks of demon worship, anything that speaks of mythology and these type of things that we may have hanging around our houses, we're to get rid of them. We're not to have any part of them. We're not to be a partaker of the things of Satan and be a partaker of the things of God. It doesn't work that way. And God is giving us understanding so that we can get rid of these things, okay? Now, the spirit of Asmodeus, which was a demon, began to infiltrate different religious thoughts, religious movements, went over into India, began to be get absorbed into Hinduism, the things that are coming to us in our culture right now from the New Age movement, all have its roots in these things that go back hundreds of years and thousands of years. Now, when this spirit began to come over into among the Jewish people and into Palestine, it had one particular function, and that was, and it began to be known as the genius of matrimonial discord. You're going to see what I'm coming to here in a minute. Now I have to go back and I have to explain something here about how we came to have understanding on this in the first place. Some of us were praying one night. Some were praying and some were being prayed for. One was being prayed for. And the one that was being prayed for was myself. So, I believe God has given me understanding on this for a good reason. And one of the things that was prayed that night when we were praying for me is that if there was any ruling spirits, that they would name themselves. Anything that hadn't been dealt with. Now, I want to tell you something. I've been in the ministry full time since 1975. And before that, went to Bible school in the early 60s. Was involved in business and worked for religious organizations, ministered among young people for many years, in addition to working before I went into the ministry full time. And there's a thought among ministers, people in ministry, whether we ever give voice to it or not, and even in dealings with one another, that, you know, if you have problems, you don't talk about it. Because you're the ambassador of God on earth and you're here to minister to people, and people don't think you have problems, but I want you to know everybody has problems. Whether you're in the ministry or not, everybody has problems. And so we don't like to think that we might have problems. And we're surely not going to admit it, but anybody who has any kind of discerning at all knows that some people have problems, some have more than others. And so for a long time, I didn't want to ever admit to anybody that there might be some kind of problems. I think Reggie said that when he was here this summer. You know, we don't want to call it demons, so we call it problems. And I want to say if anybody is skeptical about this whole thing this morning, nobody has been more skeptical than I have about it. And for a long time, it had no place in my theology. And if anything, you know, I immediately question, and anybody who knows me for any length of time knows that if you say something, I'm going to question you on it. I'm not going to accept it at its face value. I want chapter and verse. Don't just tell me about it. I've got to have some proof. Now, sometimes that's good to have a little of that, but we can have so much of that that we set ourselves up as unteachable. And so I have been a skeptic, and I was introduced to deliverance. The first inkling I heard that there was such a thing was in 1966. And for 20 years, I skirted it and said I didn't believe in it and denounced it and said it was just a lot of psychological hoi polloi and just would not receive it. Well, you know, we finally come to the place where, you know, there better be some help for some problems, otherwise known as demons. And so we prayed that night, and we'd had a time of ministry to me that seemed to be good. And I went back to where I was staying. It happened right here, about a year, not even quite a year ago. Went home, and I began to get ready for bed, and all of a sudden, as I'm brushing my teeth, this name starts pounding in my mind, Asmodeus, Asmodeus, Asmodeus. Now, I didn't remember the prayer we had prayed earlier in the evening, but this name kept pounding in my mind. And I thought, this is crazy. I went to bed. I couldn't go to sleep. This name kept pounding in my mind. Finally, I laid hands on myself, and I says, I command you to be quiet in the name of Jesus. And immediately it quit, and within 30 seconds, I could not remember the name of that. I woke up once in the night, and I'm thinking, now, what was that crazy name that was bothering me before I went to bed? Got up the next day, and I couldn't remember it for anything. It was gone. Later in the day, I was driving in the car with a couple of other people, and all of a sudden, it hit me what that name was. And I just said it out, Asmodeus, and they looked at me like, what happened to you? And I said, that's the name that was in my mind last night. So when I got back, got out the dictionary, as I understood it, I'd never heard the word before. Now, maybe it had come up in a deliverance meeting here, but it had bypassed me if that was the case. And I got out the dictionary and looked it up, and I'm going to read to you, I think it was in the dictionary, but I'm going to read to you the definition of this as it is in the Encyclopedia Britannica. And it says, an evil demon who appears in Jewish tradition as a king of demons, he is identified with Beelzebub or Apollyon. And Apollyon is also a name that means destroyer. And it goes on and says a number of things about what he did. So I realized, now at first I was trying to explain this away, and at first I thought, well, this is just the power of suggestion working here. And I had to go home and think about it a while, but realized that something had been made known for me to get free of. That was over my life. And so a time came later when we prayed about this. Several of us gathered together. Again, we prayed for me. God's woman of faith and power, I like to say. We prayed for me to get free. I used to say that about another preacher years ago, you know, God's man of faith and power, so I picked that up one day when I was in the dentist's office, and the dentist saw how nervous I was, and of course he knew I was in the ministry, and he was laughing at me. I says, I'm just God's woman of faith and power sitting here in your dentist chair. And so I just decided to keep that expression. And God set me free. Praise the Lord. God set me free. And I have begun to do research on this, and it has been interesting. The comments that have come from other people. I got a call just the other day from a pastor friend, and he and his wife called and says, what do you know about Asmodeus? Well, they knew that I had written something about it in the magazine, and so I told them what I knew, and they told me that they had been counseling with a man just a couple of days before, just the day before, who they had prayed with and prayed with and prayed with, and he wasn't getting any help. And they'd gone through all the different spirits that were tormenting him, and one of them in particular was rage. And he hadn't gotten any deliverance. Well, you know, Asmodeus is also known as, one of its characteristics is extreme rage. And so this pastor was sitting there counseling with this fellow who had a lot of problems, a lot of marriage problems, had not been able to have a normal relationship with his wife, and he'd been married for many years. And so the pastor mentioned the word, just said Asmodeus, and this man, great big fellow, rose right up off the couch in anger and then was reduced to just laying on the floor in a fetal position. And they knew that they had hit on something. Didn't take any discernment at this point to know that they had hit on something. And so they began to deal with that spirit and come against that spirit that had been tormenting this man, had been over his life for a long time, perhaps all of his life. Now, I'm going to mention some of the things that are, I don't like to use the word attributes, that's some of the characteristics of this spirit. I went down to the library for a moment yesterday, just was driving by, and I thought, well, I'll stop in and see if they have anything. I even have something here that has an artist's rendition of what this spirit looks like in a secular encyclopedia. But what is a spirit that is destroying families today? You know, last February, year ago February, rather, I was getting ready to do a wedding of a friend of mine up in Wisconsin. And she called me a couple of days before the wedding, and she was all upset, and she says, you know, Linda, she says, I don't think the devil wants me to get married. And I just laughed. But then I realized she was serious. And this is when things begin to come together in my mind on a number of issues that are related to this spirit. And so she began telling me all the things that were happening. Well, all of you, you know, just about everybody I know who has planned a marriage, planned a wedding, all kinds of things happen, don't they? Beforehand, families come unglued and everything. And that's not only true in this part of the world. I've found that that's true all over the world. Well, the simple truth is the devil doesn't want you to get married. And if you are married, he wants to see you divorced. And there's a reason for this in the spirit realm, because every time a wedding takes place, it is a type, it speaks of the marriage between Christ and His bride. And it is a type of what we are going to see totally fulfilled in the end time. Praise the Lord. We look forward to that, to be part of that. And so I begin to see that absolutely the devil doesn't want anybody married. And if you get married, he'll try to break it up. Now, as I was looking at some of the things here, I want to read to you in a secular, out of a secular source, what this demon has said. He says, my business is to plot against the newly married, so that they may not know one another. I transport men into fits of madness and desire, when they have wives of their own, so that they will leave them and go off by night and day to others that belong to other men, with the result that they commit sin, adultery. Now, we come against the spirit of adultery when we pray for marriages that are in trouble. We come against spirits of rage. What is one of the things that is tormenting families today so that there's now centers for wives to go to who are victims of wife abuse because their husbands are beating them up? There's also women that are beating up their husbands, I find out. We see that this spirit of rage is being, I mean, it's true. That's what I've read about it. I've counseled with people that have done that. You know, when you're in the ministry, you hear all kinds of things that happen that you would think wouldn't happen. But I want you to know that wives do beat up husbands. There's more husbands that beat up wives, I think. But we see it going on. And I believe that these are all related, are under this ruling spirit of Asmodeus. We find that he is a demon of jealousy. Now, in the book of Tobit, which is an apocryphal book, there was a woman named Sarah, a young woman named Sarah, and she was going to get married. And seven times she got married, only to have this demon of Asmodeus kill her husbands on their wedding night. Because this spirit wanted her. He didn't want anybody else to have her. He wanted her for himself. And so he killed these husbands. It was another man that came along, and it was, according to this source, that cast that demon out, and he then married Sarah. Not Sarah who was married to Abraham. It's another Sarah that's mentioned in this book. And so he was very jealous. How many have seen marriages destroyed because one member of the marriage was extremely jealous of the other one? I know of one case in particular where this wife was so jealous over her husband. They were in the ministry. They traveled together in ministry. Eventually, the marriage broke up because it was an insane jealousy. He couldn't talk to another woman, and you know you have to sometimes. A man has to talk to a woman to a man when you're in the ministry. But she was so jealous, he wasn't giving her cause for jealousy. She was so jealous that it eventually broke the marriage up. It has never been restored. And she came to me and she says, Linda, I know that I'm jealous. And she says, I prayed about it. This was years before I realized all these things. I believe if we had known what we were dealing with at the time, she could have been set free if she would have received it. You know, we don't like to think that, well, you can say, yeah, I'm a little jealous, but you don't want to call it a jealous demon, or you don't want to call it under a ruling spirit of Asmodeus. I mean, do you? I mean, we don't. But we will. He's also a spirit that is associated with all kinds of excessiveness, all kinds of excessive behavior, excessive material possession. He's associated with Solomon and all of Solomon's excesses later in his life. Originally, God blessed Solomon, but later on, we know he went way off. And this spirit of Asmodeus has to do with his behavior. He's also the spirit, history tells us, that made Noah drunk after the flood. How many marriages are destroyed because of alcoholism? Now we call it again an alcohol spirit under a ruling spirit of Asmodeus. Are things beginning to make sense as we talk about this? It's interesting to me. He's also the one that was the inventor of certain kinds of music, certain kinds of drama, all the new, and it was interesting when I saw this, all the new French fashion, but it was the fashion that was the lewd type of fashion, the revealing type of fashion. And you look at fashions now that are very revealing and very sensuous. I believe it is a result of this ruling spirit of Asmodeus. Aren't you glad that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil? Amen. Hallelujah. As time goes on in history, he begins to take on other kind of characteristics. And he was often made joked about, especially as it came to romantic situations. Now, when I was talking to this pastor about Asmodeus, when he called and they prayed for the man and he rose up off the couch, I mentioned this, that he was made a joke of, this spirit, in romantic situations. And other people would become aware of their romantic involvements and make a big joke out of it and laugh about it. Well, when I read that, I immediately thought of one minister who is now has passed away for about 50 years, and that was Amy Semple McPherson, who was married, I believe, 4 times. And her love life was put right on the front page of the Los Angeles paper. And one of her relationships, I don't know if it was one of her husbands, I believe it was one of her husbands, made public to the paper the love letters that she wrote to him. I mean, she had a lot of problems in the area of her relationships. And when I read this about this Asmodeus spirit, I thought to myself, I believe that this was a spirit that attacked Amy Semple McPherson, who had a wonderful ministry. Many people were saved through her ministry. And it was a thing that plotted to destroy her and everything that God did through her. And I want to tell you, Satan will plot to destroy you and to keep you from doing anything that God has called you to do. We see, as we read in Daniel, for whatever reason, that spirit fought very hard to keep that messenger from coming to Daniel, who would reveal to him things that were going to take place in the end time. And I believe the stronger the anointing you have on your life, the stronger the call you have on your life, the more the devil will work to try to destroy that ministry that is in you and that gift of God that's in you. whether you're a lay person or whether you're in the ministry. One of the other things that I saw about this Spirit, and that's why I believe it's especially important for those of us that are in the ministry to hear this, because it was a Spirit that desired to possess, in Middle Ages, it desired to possess the nuns in particular. Well, I thought that was interesting. I raised my eyebrows when I read that. I mean, I'm a woman in ministry. I'm not a nun as such, but I'm a woman in ministry. And I thought, that Spirit is out to get me. He is also the one that was the controller of the gaming houses, the gambling places. How many marriages have you seen destroyed because of a gambling spirit? Someone who is addicted to gambling. Have you seen it happen? Okay, now I want to mention another thing, because I believe this relates to a number of people here today. There are those that have wanted to get married and haven't. Now, I believe, and I believe the Scripture bears this out, marriage was invented by God, not the devil. God introduced marriage before sin was in the world. It is His perfect will. It is His will for people to be married. People, I remember when I was in Bible school, you know, you'd see the students, you know, really laboring over whether they should get married or whether they should be single and go to the mission field or something like this. And I think that is a false idea that has been introduced into the church. Because generally speaking, now we can look in the Scripture, and Jesus said it in Matthew chapter 7, there are those that are really called to be single. There are a few. But I believe that most of the people that are single today are not because of the call of God, but because of the attack of the enemy against their life. Amen? All right. And you know, we can pray against that. You know, there are people that I have talked to, couples that I have counseled with, where the husband, and I can think of three incidences right offhand where the husband had studied for the priesthood. And you know, when you study for the priesthood, you take a vow of celibacy. And so there was this vow of celibacy that had been taken, or they were intending to take very shortly. And there have been times I've been in services and I've seen this Spirit over people's heads. And at one time I didn't really understand what it all meant. And it has caused problems in marriage relationships because of that spirit, false spirit of celibacy. Now if you're not married, you better be living a celibate life. But there is a false spirit of celibacy that would want to destroy the normal relationship you have as husbands and wives. And it can be on the part of a husband, and it can be on the part of a wife. Well, you might call it impotence or frigidity, but it is a spirit nevertheless, and you can be free of that today. You know, when you go on with God, you know, He's going to make you a more loving husband. He's going to make you a better wife and a more loving wife. And I was, there was a situation that I'm aware of, some people that I talked with, where this woman was getting so much of God. Oh, she had this wonderful relationship with the Lord that she just really didn't care about her marriage anymore. You know, that was a wrong spirit that was moving on her. It was causing terrible problems in her family. And so when someone says that, you know you're dealing with a wrong spirit. That is not the Spirit of the Lord. God has put families on earth. He wants to be glorified in families, and He wants to be glorified in marriage relationships. Amen. And so we can pray this morning. We are going to pray about this. We are going to believe that many of you here today are going to be set free from the spirit of this that has been over your life. Now I want to get back to this thing about some of you that have wanted to be married and you haven't been. And you get into one relationship or it's looking good, and then all of a sudden the thing falls apart. You go along, you meet somebody else, and incidentally, I don't believe that this, the way we do it in our culture, is God's way. And I am longing to see the time when we as God's people are going to take a stand against our system of courtship in our country and do it God's way. And I just want to interject something here, lest you think I'm mad about this. But years ago, I was teaching young people up in Minnesota, We had, during the Jesus movement, a lot of kids got saved during that time, and there we had ministry for 5 years, Bible studies every week and meetings with many, many young people. And I used to meet in a restaurant up in Minnesota that was owned by Christians. And all the people that worked in the restaurant and people from the outside came in, and we had some wonderful meetings together. And as we, one day I went into the restaurant for lunch, and as the different ones got off work, they came and sat down with me at the table. First there was one, and then another, and then another. And finally there was 15 people sitting around the table. And I knew every one of these kids. I'd prayed for every one of them. I knew what their hang-ups were. I knew what their heartaches were. And as I looked at each one of these, and they weren't all teenagers. They ranged in age from about 17 to 35. And I was in my 20s at the time, so some were older than I was. And I looked at them, and every single one of them had been disappointed in love. And every single one of them had been heartbroken at one time or another. You know, we are not made to endure all kinds of heartbreaks. That's not God's order. There are people that never recover from heartbreaks. Now, God can heal you today if you're suffering from a broken heart, but it's not God's order. For you to go into one relationship, well, that's not going to work out, so you go on, keep trying to meet somebody. I believe, and I don't believe it's simplistic to say, that God can lead you to the wife that He has for you, and He can lead you to the husband that He has for you, and you don't have to go out with 25 people or 100 before you find the right one. So we'll pray about that this morning. But beginning to see that when people, they've gone into one relationship, they've gone into another relationship, and this is not just men or not just women, it's happened to both, and something crops up to destroy that before it really gets off the ground. And I believe it is this ruling spirit that is keeping people from getting married. How would you like to be free? How would you like the Lord to do a work in you? Another thing that this spirit does is drive people so they're never at rest. Have you had trouble with an impulsive, impetuous spirit that can't sit still? Always having to be doing something, always having to be working, always having to be on the move. You can't sit still for a minute. You can't be still long enough for the Lord to even deal with you. You know, the scripture tells us, and we can look at it. It's in Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4, when Paul is writing to Timothy, and he's talking about the end time. And he said, the Spirit says clearly. You know, if you have the discerning of spirits, God can tell you what the names of demons are. I remember a pastor who had been a missionary in Madagascar who had cast out many demons. Said how he used to labor and lay many years. I believe he's still there. And he'd work to get these demons to name themselves because he said he found when they named themselves, then he could cast it out. But he said, after I got the baptism of the Spirit, he said I had more power. And he says, God gave me the discerning of spirits so that I could know their name. And he says, I would speak their name by the discerning of spirits and cast those demons out. And he said, it wasn't as hard. He says it didn't take nearly as long. Where it had taken 4 hours, now it took about an hour at the most to cast these demons out. And so when Paul is writing here to Timothy, he says the Spirit clearly says, God, by His Spirit, will give us understanding in situations and give us discernment. That in the latter times, there will be those that will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by devils. Did you know that devils are going around teaching doctrines today? And did you know that those doctrines are being taught in churches? He's not teaching doctrines in the bars. He's not teaching them in the places where all the sinners congregate. He's teaching them in the churches. Why does the Scripture tell us, why is there such an admonition that we are to discern the spirits? Paul talks about it in 1 Corinthians, that, you know, we're to judge things that are said because the demons are going to come into the church. They're going to have religious jargon. They're going to have all kinds of religious clothes on. And they're going to look good and they're going to say things that sound good, but they're going to be demons taught by devils. And one of the things they're going to teach, verse 3, is that they will forbid people to marry. Underline that. They're going to forbid people to marry. That is a doctrine of devils. We were in Europe last fall, Erlene and I and another friend of ours. We were traveling on a train one day in Paris, and I saw a very nice-looking young girl sitting there. She was an African. I saw her reading her Bible on the train, or on the subway, I believe it was. And so I thought, well, I'm going to see if she speaks English and talk to her a little bit. And so I started talking to her. She was very lovely, had a precious spirit about her. She gave me her address, I believe. And so as we went to a church, and I was asking the pastor of this church if he had known of such and such another church. And I could tell by the way he responded that he didn't feel quite right about this other church. And so as we talked a little more, we found out that one of the things that was being taught in this church is that the young people were not supposed to marry. Well, that's a terrible bondage to put on somebody. And usually the people that are teaching that are people that are married. Right? And you know, that isn't a doctrine that has just come up in the last little while. It was taught back at the time of Jesus. There was a sect of people called the Essenes that died off eventually because they didn't marry. That thought came in among them. That doctrine of devils. Let's call it what it is here. Now I want you to look at your life today, because I believe the Spirit in one way or another has affected every member here. I believe it's affected every family here. I believe that this is also a spirit that is behind the gay rights movement, that is behind the militant women's rights movement. You know, there's this idea that comes through the women's rights, and it was very powerful back in the 70s at one point. And it's this idea that prevails. It's a hatred of men, and it's an idea that we don't need men. We can get along without men. And, you know, it's a very subtle thing. And, you know, there have been inequities in the job force. There have been inequities. I mean, I've seen the inequities. I've, you know, been in business. I know what the inequities are. But the verse we read said that Jesus has come to destroy the works of darkness. These things are all a result of sin, all a result of the devil. And we do not have to live under the curse of death that has been working against us. We can rise above that if we are in Christ Jesus. What does the Scripture say? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do lives on the inside. We can be overcomers today of all these things that have plagued us. And in the gay rights movement, there has been a spirit of hatred against women. And that I can get along without women. God made men for women and women for men. And we are to get along with one another. Praise the Lord. Now, there are situations, and we're not talking about today about exceptions. We are talking about, I'm speaking in a general term this morning, but there are exceptions. There are people that are called to be single. There are people that are in ministry who should be single. There are people for one reason or another. We can't explore all those things this morning. But there are reasons for some that they should stay unmarried. But we are talking about the vast group of us today. God wants to set you free. And if your family has been plagued by alcoholism, if it's been plagued by gambling, if it's been plagued by adultery, if it has been plagued by all kinds of lewdness and lust, I mean, this is the spirit that he is portrayed as right here. And it says of him, Asmodeus, originally a demon of rage, turned into a spirit of lust. Have you been plagued by spirits of lust? God will set you free in Christ Jesus. The blood prevails for deliverance today. That every time they leave the house, you are plagued with, where are they going? What are they doing? Who are they talking to? Have you been plagued with a spirit of rage so that you have beat up on your spouse? Beat up on your children. Amen. Have you been in situations, in romantic situations, where it seems like you have been made a joke of, been duped by one and another and another and another? And have you been given to all kinds of excessiveness? You or members of your household? Have you been plagued with hatred of men or hatred of women that you can make it on your own? Have you been through several marriages and the pattern just keeps repeating itself? Well, I want us to begin to pray this morning. I want you to bow your heads. I want you to begin to examine your heart today. Ask the Lord to show you. In fact, I don't want you to be concerned about anybody else here this morning. I want you to be concerned about yourself. We're going to do some repenting. Maybe the things that have happened to you, I can look at things that have happened to me in my life, things that I encountered as a very young child that I had no control over, but was a result of generational curses on my family. And maybe there are things that have happened to you starting very early on that are a result of the sins of your fathers. We're going to forgive our fathers this morning. Let's just wait on the Lord a minute. I believe the Spirit of the Lord is dealing with hearts. We're going to begin to pray. And I want you to pray after me. Heavenly Father, we come to you. Thank you that the blood of Jesus cleanses from all unrighteousness. I apply the blood to my life. And ask you to forgive me of every sin that has been contrary to your purpose in my life. I ask you to forgive me of rage. I ask you to forgive me of adultery. I ask you to forgive me of all moral uncleanness, all impurity, all impetuousness, all lecherousness, all excessiveness, all these things that I have been a partaker of. I ask you to forgive me for fits of anger. I ask you to forgive me of how I have hurt others because of my behavior. I thank you, Jesus, for your cleansing. I forgive my ancestors for the sins that they have committed that have affected my life. And I ask you to set me free from any influence right now that has come down to me through the generations. In Jesus' name, amen. And now I take authority, and I want us all to pray. I take authority over every unclean spirit, and I cast it off and away from me, that it will have no more place in my mind, my will, my emotions. I proclaim freedom right now. Satan, you have no more rights to me. You will lie to me no longer. I will receive your lies no longer. In Jesus' name. Amen. And so I command every spirit that has come against these people here, as they have prayed right now, as they have confessed right now their place in Christ Jesus, I command every unclean, immoral, ungodly, adulterous spirit, every spirit of impetuousness that has been under this controlling demon of Asmodeus, we take authority over you. We bind you right now in Jesus' name, and we cast you off and send you to the pit right now in Jesus' name. You will have no more place in their lives. You will have no more place in their families. You will have no more place in their thinking in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You begin to just thank God right now. Lift your hands. Just begin to pray. Just begin to breathe out and get rid of all of those spirits that are plaguing you and have been coming against you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, every spirit we command out in Jesus' name. Every spirit, driving spirit, every lustful demon, in the name of Jesus, Every bit of matrimonial discord we command out. Every marriage breaking up spirit, in the name of Jesus, we command you out right now in Jesus' name. You are the destroyer. Jesus came to destroy the works of the evil one. Amen. We command every destroying spirit that is plaguing God's people today to come out. The thief comes but to kill and to destroy, but Jesus came that we might have life and that we might have it more abundantly. And we just take that right now in Jesus' name, that promise that we will have abundant life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 There are a number of you here that have been plagued by broken relationships. And we just right now take authority over that spirit that has been on your back, that has been working in you, that has driven off potential mates right now in Jesus' name, that you would be set free this very hour by the word of the Lord and by the blood of the Lamb in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen.
Father, I take authority over these spirits, you spirit of Asmodeus, you ruling demon. I take authority over you in this place today, and I bind you to the day of judgment, and I break your assignment over every person present here today. I break your assignment. I take that place of authority, and I break your assignment over these people. I break your assignment to break up marriages. I break your assignment to break up the homes. I break your assignment to keep the marriage from taking place. I break your assignment. I loose these people from that. I break that power that you have, Satan has given you. And in the name of Jesus, I take your rights away from you. And I break it in Jesus' name. Jesus is Lord. You're not Lord. You're not Lord. You may serve a Lord, but He's not the Lord of glory. And I bind your power and I break your dominion in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I thank you for that, Father, that authority you've given us in Jesus' name. And I break that dominion over these people in Jesus' name. I loose them from the spirit of Asmodeus and all the lesser demons that he controls. You ruling principality, Asmodeus, you ruling principality, I bind your power and break your dominion. I pull you down. We put you underfoot in Jesus' name. We break your dominion over this place and over these people in the name of the Lord. You ruling demon, I bind and break your power in the name of Jesus. Then I bind your power in all the lesser spirits that you control. You lesser spirits of alcohol and drugs. You lesser spirits of disharmony. You lesser spirits, I bind you and break your dominion. I take the rights away that's been given to you. And I break your dominion and I bind you to the day of judgment. And I loose these people from your authority and dominion. Jesus Christ is Lord, and I break your dominion over them in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. I praise you for it in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Take over here for a minute.
Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, we command those demons to keep coming out. We command that you line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. We bind your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. We remind you, demons, that you're going to be cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth, where the worm shall never die and the fire shall never be quenched. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. You'll have worms on your heads and maggots on your feet. You'll be tormented for eternity. We come into open warfare against you. We command you to come out. We hate you, demons. We hate everything that God hates. We hate all sin and iniquity. We separate ourselves from it. Now come out in Jesus' name. Now loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. All these evil spirits, we command you to go. Come out. We call out Asmodeus. We call out the king of Asmodeus. We call out Asmodeus and Osmodeus. We come against Apollyon and Abaddon. We come against spirits of destruction. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirits of destruction, Apollyon and Abaddon, Asmodeus and Osmodeus. We come against all these marriage-breaking spirits, and we command you to come out in Jesus' name. Now come out. All spirits of divorce and separation, we call you out in Jesus' name. Come out, divorce and separation, marriage-breaking spirits. Come out. We break these curses on the marriages. We drive these demons out in Jesus' name. Now I come against false celibacy in Jesus' name. I come against those nunnery spirits and those priest spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, demons that false celibacy. That's right. Come against those demons that would keep us from getting married. Now come out in Jesus' name. False celibacy. Okay, come out, those demons that keep us from being intimate with each other outside of sex. Now come out in Jesus' name. Come out. I come against spirits of impotence and frigidity. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, the demons that keep us from having a normal, loving relationship between husband and wife. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of inability to give and receive love. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Those touch me not spirits. Go in Jesus' name. Go, those touch me not spirits. Inability to give and receive love. Prenatal rejection. Conception and lust. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. We break your power, demons. Those marriage-breaking spirits. Come out, those marriage-breaking spirits. Come out, those demons that tell us that we have to stay single. The only way we can worship God is to stay single. Come out, false celibacy. The nun prayer, the nunnery spirits, the priest spirits. I come against the vows. I come against vows. Vows of celibacy. I come against those in Jesus' name. I come against Catholic spirits. Come out, the demons, the Catholic demons. I call you out in Jesus' name. The family of Catholic demons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. All those demons that are tied in with nuns and priests, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, marriage-breaking spirits. Demons that would keep us from getting married, I command you to go. I come against false bride of Christ. Come out, demons, false bride of Christ, I command you to go. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ, the false bride of Christ, that we're married to Christ, that we can't get married to man. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All these false demons that have to do with marriage, divorce demons and marriage-breaking spirits and separation. Come out, spirits of strife. I call out spirits of strife and quarreling. Come out, spirits of strife and quarreling and strife in the marriage and strife in the family. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, these demons of lesbianism and homosexuality. Come out, spirits of lesbianism and homosexuality. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go all lesbianism, all homosexuality. Come out, spirits of sodomy. I call out spirits of sodomy and oral sex and anal sex and any type of sexual impurity outside of intercourse. I call you out in Jesus' name. Now, come out. All these demons that cause us to have the improper relationship. Come out, marriage of men to men and women to women. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, demonic marriages. I call you out, demonic marriage to Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All these false marriages and false concepts and conceptions. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. We break your power. We drive you out in Jesus' name. You have no choice. Now come out of us. Any demon that would keep us from having a normal, natural relationship with the opposite sex, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. I come against masculinity in the women and femininity in the men. Come out. Masculinity in the women and femininity in the men. Come out. In the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of hormone imbalance. I call you out in Jesus' name. Come out, the hormone imbalance demons. Come out. I come against those demons that cause excessive hair to grow on the women. And I come against those demons that cause improper hair to grow on the men. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I call you out. Now come out of our sexual organs. I call those demons out of the sexual organs. The demons come out of the sexual organs, out of the reproductive organs. Come out right now. Come out, spirits of masculinity, femininity. Come out, spirits of masturbation. Masturbation of the men. Masturbation of the women. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. We break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now loose us and set us free. Any evil spirit would keep us from having a normal, natural sexual relationship with our husband or wife. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out. We bind, we drive out those demons that tie in with having sex with children. And come out right now. Pedastery, come out in Jesus' name. Now go. Come out, spirits of bestiality. Come out, sex with beasts. Come out, spirits of bestiality, fondling beasts, sex with beasts. Come out, I call out those fondling demons. Come out, I call out spirits of incest. The fathers fondling the girls or the mothers fondling the boys. Come out, the spirits of incest, spirits of fondling. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, these sexual demons, these sexual impurity, sexual devious spirits, sexual kinky spirits that come in because we don't have a normal, natural relationship. Now come out right now. Now, those demons that keep us from thinking that marriage is okay, that we should live single, any demon like that, I call you out and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. I call out that spirit of baldness in the women that comes in through the women who try to act like men. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. We break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out. False celibacy. I call you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go, all these demons that keep us from having a normal, natural marriage. Come out, all marriage-breaking spirits. We command you to go in Jesus' name. Marriage-breaking spirits. Spirits of divorce. Spirits of separation. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Divorce and separation. Marriage-breaking spirits. Strife and quarreling and fighting within the families. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, those demons that keep us from having a normal, natural relationship with our spirits. Come out. Come out, the rebellion in the children. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, I call out that destruction of the family priesthood. Come out, spirits of destruction of the family priesthood. Come out. Come out, all those Ahab and Jezebelic spirits. Weak, effeminate men, dominating, manipulative women. Come out, spirits of Ahab, spirits of Jezebel. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out, that destroy the family priesthood. I come against those demons and women that destroy the family priesthood. Now come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out, all that domination, manipulation, control, and witchcraft. Come out. That comes in through the women. I come against this super spirituality in women. I command you to go in Jesus' name. That false super spirituality. Come out. It tries to keep the woman in power in the family rather than the man. Now come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, all you demons that would destroy the family relationships. I come against you in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against any familiar spirits that come down through the mother and the father. Come out, familiar spirits that come down through the mother and the father, through the ancestry, the marriage-breaking spirits, the familiar spirits. Come out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go, loose us and set us free in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Line up in rank and file and come out. We bind your power. We drive you out in Jesus' name. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Signs will follow those that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. Now come out. Come out. We stir you up and drive you out in Jesus' name. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Loose us. Loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. Those marriage-breaking spirits. And I come against sexual impurity demons, sexual diseases. Come out, sexual diseases that have come in through homosexuality and lesbian. Come out, spirits of AIDS, spirits of gonorrhea and syphilis. All these sexual diseases, we come against you, but in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, demons of fornication and adultery. Come out, spirits of fornication and adultery and sexual diseases, spirits of AIDS. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Loose us and set us free. All these sexual diseases, we call you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Come out of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All sexual diseases, especially AIDS, we call you out in Jesus' name. Come out. All gonorrhea and syphilis and chancroid and all those other diseases, we call you out and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. All sexual diseases, especially AIDS, we command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, those demons that keep us from having the proper immune system. That's right. And the demons that keep us from having proper immunity, inability to fight disease, we call you out in Jesus' name. Now come out, all these sexual diseases, frigidity, impotence, I call you out, I drive you out in Jesus' name. All frigidity, all impotence, come out, in inability to have a proper erection in the men, I call you out in Jesus' name. Now come out of the men right now. Those demons in their penises that keep them from having a proper erection, I call those out in Jesus' name. Now come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus Christ, spirits of impotence, inability to have an erection, inability to maintain an erection, come out of the men right now in Jesus' name. Now come out, that spirit of frigidity. Come out, that spirit of frigidity that comes in the women through the improper relationship with their father. I call you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now be gone. The demons in the women that came in through their husbands, through their fathers, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. The demons that came in through their father, improper relationship of the daughter with the father, go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. We break your power and drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Come out, any inability in the women or men to have normal intercourse between husband and wife, come out in Jesus' name. Come out, all frigidity, all impotence. I come against structural deficiencies in the men. Come out, structural deficiencies in the men. Now come out. Come out of the sexual organs right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, loose them. Loose them and set them free in Jesus' name. Come out. Your power is broken. We drive you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone. Be gone. Come out of the sexual organs. Come out all the diseases, all the damage in the sexual organs. I call you out in Jesus' name. And I come out the diseases in Jesus' name. Okay, come on. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to go. Come out. All diseases in the sexual organs. I come out the diseases that cause the women to have a hysterectomy. Come out. I come against the gross. I come against the gross in the female organs. Come out. I curse you. I curse those diseases in Jesus' name. I curse those tumors, and I command you to die in Jesus' name. I curse these diseases at their roots. I curse all infirmities, weaknesses, sicknesses, and disease. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, be gone. I curse you, demons. I curse you, demons, in the women's wombs. Those gross, those tumors, those infections, I curse them in Jesus' name. I command them to die. I break your power, and I drive you away in Jesus' name. Now, come out. Come out, and we apply the blood of Jesus Christ. We use that as a weapon against you, demons. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to think about the blood of Jesus Christ. Think about your defeat in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no choice. You will go in Jesus' name. Now keep on going. The blood of Jesus Christ. We use these songs against you, demons. We use the worship of God against you. We stir you up and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Just keep on coming. Come out. Line up in rank and file and order. We break your power. Now come out. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. All these diseases, infirmities, weaknesses, and sicknesses that come in through sex, come out. The blood of Jesus Christ against you, demons. You must go. You have no choice. You will go in Jesus' name. Now go. Go by the power and the blood of Jesus Christ, by the word of God in the name of Jesus, by the authority of the believer and the unity of the Spirit, we command you to go. Now be gone. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ against you. In Jesus' name. The blood of Jesus Christ. There's the power in the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ. We apply it against you, demons. We use it as a warfare against you, demons. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, for cleansing your people. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for victory. Thank you, Lord, for the victory in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The victory. You are defeated, demons. Jesus Christ went down to hell. He took away the keys of hell and death. You are defeated. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to you, Jesus.
Father, I take authority over every spirit that has left any person this morning. I bind it to the day of judgment and ask for the angels of the Lord to take them and keep them bound wherever you would have them till the day that you judge them at the seat of judgment. Father, I take that place of authority. I bind them so they cannot come back and torment and harass your people anymore. But I break their dominion and power over your people today, and I loose them from it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, let's raise our hands. And Father, I ask the Holy Spirit to come into every area that's been vacated. And every person that, in the sound of my voice, I ask for the Holy Spirit to come in and fill every area. Father, that there will be no place for any spirit to return to, for it will be full and filled by the Holy Ghost. I thank you for it, Father, and I praise you for it. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.